Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hang Singh. Governor of Nagaland Nandkishore Yadav has emphasized the immense sporting potential of Nagaland and the Northeast, stating that the region's youth have consistently demonstrated talent, discipline and resilience. The governor was speaking at the cultural program and official dinner hosted by him at Lok Bhavan, Kohima last evening in honor of the delegates attending the annual general meeting, AGM, of the Athletics Federation of India. Welcoming the delegates, he described the occasion as historic, noting that it is the first time a National Sports Federation AGM is being held in Nagaland. The governor termed it a significant milestone in the state's sporting journey and a reflection of inclusiveness and national integration. He further expressed hope that the deliberations of the AGM would lead to meaningful outcomes for the growth of athletics, particularly in emerging regions like the Northeast. Mr. Yadav also encouraged other sports federations to adopt similar inclusive approaches. Also addressing the event, Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India and President of the Nagaland Athletics Association, Abu Mehta, said that the AGM serves as a vital platform to deliberate on key issues concerning sports administration, athlete development, and the overall upliftment of sports in the country. He said that the meeting aims to strategize the future roadmap of athletics in India, while also reflecting the spirit of national integration and unity. Mr. Mehta further highlighted that athletes from Nagaland have performed commendably at the national level and that the Nagaland Athletics Association continues to nurture young talent at the grassroots. Advisor for School Education and SERT Nagaland, Dr. Kekril Hulie Yome, has informed that a new Nagaland school sports policy is being formulated, which will soon be implemented. Addressing the inaugural program of the fifth edition of the Inter-District Government Higher Secondary Schools and Government High Schools Tournament at the Imkong Myeon Sports Complex in Mokokchung District yesterday, Dr. Yome said that sports is going to become the biggest industry. He also urged the State Youth Resource and Sports Department to outsource their physical education teachers to the private and central schools to professionally train the children. Government higher secondary schools and government high schools from 17 districts, including host Mokokchung, will compete in different disciplines, including sepak takraw, badminton, volleyball, and other track and field events during the three-day tournament. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the need for a tech-savvy and skilled workforce to address the rapidly changing dynamics of national security. The president was addressing the fifth convocation of Rashtriya Raksha University in Gandhinagar yesterday.
की प्रगति और विकास के लिए आंतरिक सुरक्षा अनिवार्य है। आने वाले समय में सुरक्षा परिपृष्ठ और जटिल होती जाएगी। कुछ वर्ष पहले तो हम डिजिटल अरेस्ट, साइबर क्राइम, फिशिंग अटैक्स जैसे शब्दों से परिचित नहीं थे, लेकिन ये आज बहुत बड़े खतरे के रूप में हमारे सामने है।
The proposed agitation by the Dimapur-based tribal Hohos and the Nagaland Foothill Road Coordination Committee, scheduled to begin from today, has been kept in abeyance on the request of the Nagaland Apex tribal Hohos. The committee has been demanding urgent completion of the two-lane foothills road and immediate issuance of work orders for its second phase. The committee said it will act as a watchdog on upgradation of the foothill road to two-lane national highway status in view of the NOC issued by the Apex tribal Hohos. It said, in the event of the government failing to fulfill the aspiration of the Naga people, it will resume the proposed agitations. The committee further urged the Nagaland government to clarify publicly the revised administrative approval of over 43,077 lakh rupees, which was solely meant for foothills road construction. Samagra Shiksha Nagaland is conducting an assessment camp for children with special needs, CWSN, in all districts of the state from 14 to 17th April. The purpose of the camp is to assess the identified children with special needs for educational support services and other interventions. The camp will cover only government schools, and only CWSN students who are registered in UDAIS will be eligible for assessment during the camp. In a press release, State Mission Director L. Jamithang Lotha has directed concerned district education officers, school heads, teachers, parents and guardians to ensure that eligible children attend the camp as per the schedule to be communicated by the respective districts. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.